Your content is still shitty. That's why you're not growing. Every time I see content, I'm like, okay, girl, you're consistent, but would you share this? Fuck no, I wouldn't share this. This is terrible.
So like, just be a little mean to yourself. Step one. This is the very first living room session of 2024. And I can feel it in this room. I can feel it in my community, the Powerhouse Women community, and just the people around me. I feel like we're all ready to take things up a notch or seven. Is
seven.
That right?
10? Yes.
Like, we're just going to skip a couple levels.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about, like, what does it actually look like to take that leap to the next level? And what is it going to require of you? Sound good?
Yeah.
Yes. Great, because that's all we got. That's great. That's what we're talking about.
Great. Now, come on up here. We're going to swap seats.
Whether you like it or not. And you've been sharing a little bit on your podcast about this book you've been reading, 10X is Easier Than 2X. Has anyone read that book? Everyone, I feel like everyone's talking about it right now. So let's all put it out. We'll do a book club, an unofficial book club. But give us kind of like the synopsis and why this has been blowing your mind so much.
So essentially, it's the idea when you hear 10X is easier than 2X, you're like, how is that even possible? And I don't necessarily think, you know, as you start to read the book and grasp it, it's easier in terms of how much you'll be doing, but it's going to require a lot more from you, obviously, to take a leap from where you're at right now to 10X. But to go even deeper, it's saying that if I were to ask myself right now in my current life and in my current business, if I said, what would I have to do right now in order to 10X my business? I wouldn't be doing any of the same things. Nothing.
Just take a moment to think about that. To actually 10X any area of your life that you want to, you would not be able to do any of the things you're doing right now.
And I may not even be doing them with the same people. So when we think about 2X, if I said I want to 2X what I'm doing, all I would be doing is more of what I'm doing. So I'd be doubling what I'm doing. So doubling my time, doubling my effort. And I wouldn't necessarily be making anything easier. Would those numbers go up? Yes, because I'm doing more of it. But I used the example with her thinking of my podcast, and I've taken some really big leaps and big 10X girl type moves, 10X girl type moves.
Big girl moves,
I guess. And I was thinking that if I would have just done more of the same last year, you know, when you think about wanting to get more downloads or making your podcast bigger, could I do that with more podcasts per week? Yes, I could do that because my subscribers would probably then listen to those podcasts. But would that actually get me to where I want to go? It would make me a lot more exhausted, and it would make the content that I'm putting out less good. Like, it wouldn't make it as good because it would be diluted. Where if I just even said, hey, maybe I'm going to, you know, there are people out there who literally put out one per month, but they make it so good and they put so much research into it that it's shared literally everywhere and it goes viral. So what's better? Having a 10X move where you go all in with, you know, your time, your effort, your skill set. You have to become a different person that you aren't even right now. You have to have a new skill set that you don't even have right now. You have to acquire that. That's what we're talking about, is where are those places in your life that you can 10X something, or start at least every time you go to say, I want to grow this. What if instead of saying, what do I need to do more of? You say, wait, how do I actually ask the question, what would it look like to 10X this? Even if that's not your goal, even if you have the question of how could I 10X this, you're at least going to 3 or 4X what you're doing. So imagine growth like that, because it requires a completely different type of thinking rather than how do I do more of what I'm doing right now?
Mm-hmm. This is a question I actually love to play with at the beginning of a year, at the beginning of a quarter. When I was running masterminds, we would often start with this question of, whether it's the question of how do I 10X an area that I want to grow, or you could take it in another way. You could say, well, okay, what's my goal for this year? A crazy audacious goal that I know is going to really stretch me. And then say, well, what would it look like? Who would I have to become? What would I have to give up to do that in 6 months or 3 months? It's all about asking ourselves questions that you get to that point that it does. For me, it makes me physically nauseous thinking of the things that I'm going to have to give up, because what I'm giving up is actually what has worked. what has actually gotten me to where I am right now, but that's not going to be what's going to get me to the next level. And there are these times that in a weird way, it's just easier to go for the 10x leap than it is to keep going along with the incremental growth, because you're not actually changing enough to see measurable results. And especially if you're a high achiever, any of those in the room? Let me see just like a show of hands.
Just like everyone.
Okay. Yeah. I saw the locked elbow. Yeah. It might even be that point where you realize you're getting a little bit restless with the pace of your growth, but maybe you've been setting 2x goals instead of 10x goals.
Mm-hmm. So where for you, when we first started talking about this, where have you noticed this in your life and what has had to happen?
Mm.
Like, have you had to add more or clear, or what is the process even looked like for you?
Well, I haven't read the book yet, but already it's making my wheels turn, because last year, and we can talk a little bit about this, last year I just knew intuitively that I was supposed to be clearing space, because that is a piece of it, right? So if we're going to stop doing what we're doing now to make room for the new 10x actions that we need to do, sometimes there's this period of clearing space. And as you were talking about the book, I was like, oh, that's going to be what's required next. Is not just more, because now I'm kind of comfortable with the space I cleared.
You're like, this is nice.
People are like, I mean, at first I was like, oh, this is uncomfortable because I'm used to doing. But now I'm like, I really love the space that I've cleared. But I knew I was clearing space for what's next. Mm. So I think what it's going to be is looking at the specific areas we want to grow, podcast being one. And then I do want to give recommit to growing my personal Instagram this year. And I know you had a real big focus on that last year, but mm-hmm. we were talking a little bit in, I always call it the green room, the boho room at the Good Vibe Studios, about how what got us, because we both had a lot of growth on our social media last year, but mm-hmm. it can't be just doing more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe let's talk about that. Does anyone in here have a goal to grow one of your social media profiles? I mean, more visibility, having more people know about what you're doing is important, whether that's comfortable for you right now or not.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, you really focused on consistency.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about that and where that led you to and what you're going to do differently now through this lens of the 10X instead of 2X.
So last year, we both had a goal that started off, I think, in the beginning of 2023.
Yeah.
And we were both really frustrated with ourselves with not posting consistently.
We did our daily posting challenge.
We're like, we tell people to do this all the time.
And then we were mad at ourselves 3 days in.
Oh, I was like, why did we do this? But it's like, we all have these goals that we want to grow and we want to get out there. And we also know that we have value to add and it feels really good to do it, but it doesn't necessarily feel good to do it every single day on your Instagram. You don't know who you are yet on it, your identity. Like, it's all very confusing. Yes. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So last year, instead of going, oh, I want to grow this much, or, you know, I want to come across in this way, or I want people to view me as the expert in this, it was like, okay, honey, why don't you just start with consistently posting and figuring out even how you can do that? So in the beginning of the year for me, it started out as the 30-day challenge. And I was like, okay, this is great. I posted every single day. And it made me realize to just like not think about posting as much, like to let go of all of the caring at all. And also to let go of if it has very few likes or not. And by the way, that's the game. Like, one day I had a post that had 300 likes, the next day had 25,000. Like, you can see it on there. So that is the game. You cannot care and you can't take it down either, because it doesn't matter, because one of the 300 saw it and it mattered. And those are probably mm-hmm. the women who were in this room tonight. But if I kept taking my 100 down or my 300 down or whatever happened, you're then not consistent. You're then not hitting the people that you want. So last year was just consistency and learning the lessons of consistency. And then halfway through the year, when I felt really good about that, I was like, I need someone to help me kind of like arrange this, start posting for me, because this is taking too much time. I hired a team for not very much money to just kind of walk me through like pillars and what that would look like, meaning what are like the 5 things I'm going to post every week? And let me see if I can remember them, just to show you how easy it is. We came up with this idea of, like, I think it's 4 higher self quotes, which are just like, if I was talking to myself, what would I be saying to myself? And for example, one of them is like, we're way too cute and smart to be sitting on the sidelines or something like that, like XO, your higher self. Super basic. So I come up with four of those. Then I come up with like six normal quotes. And then we do reels from this content, podcast content. And then I think I have some other like lifestyle-y things. So it didn't feel overwhelming. It's like, oh, these are the things that I'm doing. Here's what they're going to process. Here's what is all going to go up in the 30 days. Great. Even though that still felt like a lot for me amongst a busy schedule, last year started to feel really good. And I had believed that Instagram could not grow organically. Like I really had that belief. So right now, question yourself if you believe that or not. And I had to go look at people who I knew were organically growing. And I was like, nope, it's still happening. Your content is still shitty. That's why you're not growing. You're consistent, but you want that growth and you're doing, I'm like, would you, every time I see content, I'm like, okay, girl, you're consistent, but would you share this? Fuck no, I wouldn't share this. This is terrible.
So like, just be a little mean to yourself. Step one.
Step one. And I laughed at it. I was like, oh shit, that's bad. Okay. So.
But it's honest. Whether or not it's like actually looking what is getting traction and what's not,
yes.
Because that changes.
Yes.
So one of the things that I'm hearing is, you know, do an audit. Like if it's an area that you want to grow, get really honest mm-hmm. with what's working and what's not. Have someone else give you honest feed, like the person who's going to be honest and not just be like, it's cute. It's so cute. But when you look, it's not actually performing at the level that it needs to. And I think that is such an important step one if you're looking to 10X an area. Okay, yes. So
that was my first year. So quickly onto this year, it is, I want the content to be better. I'm like, you got the pillars down, you know what you're doing. I want my content to look better. So I'm doing a rebrand right now that I now feel ready for. I'm very glad I didn't do like a full rebrand while I was figuring it out. You guys, you feel sometimes like you want to do it all. Don't do mm-hmm. Don't do a full rebrand and invest a lot into that. I feel like until like you've put a little work into who you are presented as online. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a rebrand, but I think even without the rebrand, the next thing that I'm doing would grow it. So I don't think you guys even need it. Scratch everything I just said. So the thing that I'm doing that I know is going to grow it is giving myself really intentional creative time on the calendar. This is very uncomfortable for me. I don't have extra time right now. That mm-hmm. is what I'm saying in my head. And honestly, I don't. I have to create it. So what we're doing, I just was on a call today with my whole team and I'm like, I need the first 2 days of the week of every month for full just content thinking and creation. And then I need another day to film. Like I need 3 full days for my content creation because now that I'm consistent and once in a while it's, you know, catching fire, now I need to go and assess and look at what's working and create more content like that and make it really thoughtful and understand who's really liking it and engaging with it so that I'm not doing more 2X moves, more of the same. Just more of what I did last year. Yep, I'll grow the same, but is that what I want this year? That's not what I want. So I'm putting those 3 days and then every Monday, we're working really hard to make those no meeting Mondays and creation days. Now that will mean that Tuesday through Friday, and I'm working weekends right now, which I'm literally saying in order to get things done, like this is what it has to look like this year to do a 10X move that will then free me up and be where I want to be a little bit down the road. So those are the things that are not comfortable. They feel terrible. It's something I've never done before. That's a skill set that I've never done, is really like research and find out what works and take different courses on it. But that's what I'm doing this mm-hmm. year.
And then there's the whole issue of the time. So if we're adding in new commitments, new habits, because it takes a lot of time to create social media or whatever kind of content we're creating, podcast content. Mm-hmm. We, this last year, which it's starting to roll out now, we committed to like really going all in and elevating the visual look of our podcast. So mm-hmm. you can now catch these episodes on YouTube as well.
Yes.
So excited. That was a very unenthusiastic response. And they were like, yay.
What's YouTube?
I'm like, you guys, and that for me was something that I was surprised how much that brought up. Because there's mm-hmm. now there's more thought that goes into picking out an outfit, getting hair and makeup done. Where it's these little things that we don't think about.
It's pretty terrible.
When you see people. Really?
It's really a lot. It's really
when you see people that are, and I'm not saying it has to be so polished and so professional, but that is one way that we can really level up just the value of our brand, mm-hmm. is investing more in the visual aesthetic, in having professional teams help you where it's appropriate, because all of those things, when combined, it makes new people who are coming to your profiles just at first glance be like, oh, this is someone who's investing in their brand. So when I think about like what it's really going to require, where I sabotage myself, and that mm-hmm. I would love to hear yours, is I think about all of that. I will make the most beautiful list. Sometimes it'll even be color coded.
Yep. I have all those different color gel pens.
Yes. And yeah. I will map it all out. But then in actuality, what I struggle with giving up is delegating more in my life, mm-hmm. in my team, so that I have time to invest in the area that I want to go all in on. That's been a huge reorganization with this new like reinvestment in the podcast. Natalie and my team is smiling back there. My team knows. And when we talk about like, you're not going to be able to keep doing things the way you've been doing it, it really challenges my identity in mm-hmm. a lot of ways, because it's not just, oh, I struggle to give things up. It's deeper than that, because it's this worthiness of, well, I don't want to give away all the tasks that I don't love doing and have someone else do that so I can work on things that I love. That feels selfish. Mm-hmm. So it's really looking at like, what's the mindset underneath where we may struggle to give up what we need to give up? And again, the things we're giving up now are our qualities, their habits, their thoughts and beliefs that have made us who we are. So it's easy to talk ourselves into why we should keep those around. Mm-hmm. So where I really go to sabotage myself is not making time. We just had a whole call, our team call on whatever day it is today, yesterday, about one of the things that I'm really committed to is showing up more on my Instagram, like Instagram stories specifically, face to camera talking. Mm-hmm. And I realize one of the reasons I don't do that is I don't like to get ready every day. Mm-hmm. Now, I know all of you would love me just as much if I show up makeup free, but I don't. I'm less likely to show up when I'm not putting effort into how I feel and how I'm presenting myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm just really looking for myself at like, where am I making excuses? Where am I holding on to these old patterns? And they're just stopping me from like fully embodying that next level version of myself that I need to be mm-hmm. in order to get where I want to go. Mm-hmm. What does that look like for you? Where have you noticed yourself sabotaging?
Oh God.
Today.
It's like the Baskin and Robbins of self-sabotage. Like I have many flavors. There are so many, but right down to getting ready. That's been really huge. And I have noticed, I did a social experiment last year of getting ready compared to, if you scroll back 2 to 3 years on my Instagram, I was always on there, never ready. And actually, if you look at my podcast, you guys, I was showing up with big guests with like a top knot. My makeup was kind of runny from the day before, or if I even did makeup. And I was like, what was going on with this girl? Now, was it self-love? Because I was like, no, when I was doing it, I was like, I love myself so much, I don't care. I don't care who mm-hmm. I get on with. I'm very comfortable with myself. And then I was like, but also there's a level of when people come on and they're ready for me on their podcast, there's a level of what felt like respect, and they got ready and they were taking it seriously. And so I thought, what would the world do for me and people if I interacted with them in a way that I showed up and said, I care about this. And whether we are saying we love ourselves and we don't care if we get ready, there is a level of care that goes into prepping, getting ready, right down to even my prep for podcasts. I was like, I'm so good at conversation, I'll just ask questions, at being interested, right? And now I'm like, no, that's not enough. Because if I want to go to new levels, I want to interact with the world differently, I want to be ready. And let me tell you, that has been hard for me this year. It's like, I'm already tired, I'm already exhausted. And then I have to think of what I need to wear and how I look. And when at the end of the day, I kind of care, I kind of don't, in all honesty. Like, I kind of do love myself. So I'm like, why do I care? So I go back and forth with that a lot. Sabotaging is, I have a lot of things that will keep me busy and will make me feel good about what I did that day. But at the end of the day, were they the things that move the needle that ultimately make me feel good? So while I'm really good at being busy, it's it is not the things that, like, I'll fool myself momentarily, but ultimately I get really upset with myself because I'm not being the woman that I know that I'm here to be, like, mm-hmm. the person who can do better. Where I think everyone in this room, like, your half assiness is still better than most people's full throttle ass. So
both cheeks,
like, you can just dip one in and it still looks real good. And so that is where I sabotage myself all the time, mm-hmm. is that I can get busy, or I can fall back into things that I know that I'm good at. Like, for example, before I really got into the personal development world and doing big events and, like, trying to go better in this realm, I had a fitness background, and I worked really hard to get on covers of magazines. And what I noticed that I was doing, like, after I did that, what I noticed that I was doing is when I would have to start spending this time on building this personal development brand, what would happen, Felicia probably knows this and has felt this way because we were kind of simultaneously in, like, having fitness careers together. What would happen was I would start to feel irrelevant because I was doing all that work that you have to do in the dark, right? No one knew what I was doing. I was kind of falling off the face of the planet. You're building all this back end and doing all these things. And so something I would do is pull myself out of becoming better at what I wanted to be better at. And I would go back and go, oh, I know that I can just do this, this, and this, and I can work over here for a little while and get this cover. And then I'm relevant again, but I'm relevant in the space I don't want to be relevant in.
Mm-hmm.
With the same people going, wow, you're so amazing, but not what I want at all. And so I did that for, like, a solid 2 years. And, like, getting on a cover is not easy. You have to prep for it. It's like 12 weeks of dieting and getting ready, and it really pulls you out of everything you're doing. And so I know that you can think of the thing that you keep going back to that you're like, oh, I can go over here and get that dopamine hit. Mm-hmm. I can go over here and feel relevant again. I can go and I can do this dancing reel, even though I want to be doing, you know, reels about coaching relationships, and I know that I can spike my views. Like, we do these things over and over again because we're so afraid of not being relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I can sabotage myself.
Yeah. Oh, this is so good. Okay. So everyone in here raised their hand in response to the question, you want to do big things this year. Is there anyone who's opting out of that? All right, but only
it's okay if you are. We've had those years.
Only raise your hand if you're opting out. Is there anyone at this point? That's okay. I knew what you were doing. I knew what you were doing. I'm giving people a chance because I warn people, I'm not the friend to tell you want to do big things if you don't expect to be held accountable.
Yeah, it's real bad.
So we're gonna like workshop this a little bit here. Actually, do you remember, so Lori and I spoke at an event for Kaleidoscope on Saturday. And do you remember the sweet woman who's sitting in front, Katie? And she shared her, and, like, we gave her some accountability. I run into her today at Kaleidoscope.
Yes.
And she goes, you weren't kidding. You were going to keep me accountable. Because I was like, so how's it going? Have you written 1,000 words yet? Hi, by the way.
Yeah.
So let's have everyone who's listening to this in audio, those of you who are here with us, that we can look in your eyes and tell if you're lying or not. Now, let's actually have you make this tangible for your life. We don't want this to just be inspirational and you go home and you're like, that was some smart things that they said.
I'm going to go back and do something.
But then tomorrow
you
wake up and you keep doing more of the same things that are the things that have made you successful, and you all are, but they're not the things that are going to give you that quantum leap.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, where do you go to, we could say sabotage, but I bet you weren't looking at it as sabotage before we talked about it in this way. Where do you go to stay the same and reinforce your current identity and resist stepping into what's going to 10X?
Mm.
Just take a moment to think about it. If someone has one, where you're going to speak for the millions of people, there's literally millions of people listening to this. This is our sample size. What's something that you know you go to sabotage yourself, or it's a pattern that, as we've been talking about this, you know you're ready to give up? My example was, I know that I feel different and I show up way more consistently when I put the effort into just getting ready in a way that gives me an energy I want to feel. Okay, you have your hand up in the front row? Yes. What's yours? And then I'll share it so everyone on the mic can hear.
Hey y'all, if you didn't know, Earn Your Happy is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. This is so exciting to me because I have been looking for a really good home for the show for, I can't even tell you, years, literally. And now I've finally been able to come together and collaborate with other people who have incredible shows, and I want to share them with you. One of the shows is Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. And you guys, if you don't know about the beginning of my career, I literally started with Brennan Bouchard's work. It's how I launched one of my very first online courses and membership sites, was because he gives so much advice that you can integrate and implement immediately. And that's what you're going to get on the show. Not just motivation, but you're going to learn exactly how to get your stuff out in the world. And not just that, but Brennan runs in the most incredible group of humans who are really doing the thing out in the world that you want to be doing. So go check it out. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I promise you, this is going to be one of those shows that no matter when you tune in, you're going to get value. Like, it's not one of those that you're like, God, I listened for 30 minutes and I didn't get what I wanted. Like, from the beginning, you're going to get something that changes your life or changes your business. So go check it out. Motivation with Brennan Bouchard. I know you're going to love it. I'm obsessed.
So I feel like if I want to self-sabotage myself, I go back to my old circle.
Ooh.
To a circle of people that are not supportive, don't understand, and are not at the 10xing level that I want to be.
Yes.
I love that.
And what's your name?
Amy.
Okay, we're going to talk about this too, about, because this is actually going to be, it's going to be something that impacts any area you want to 10X in, but maybe your area that you want to 10X is in the relationships that you're surrounded with. So it's going to be for both, but basically what Amy said is where she goes to sabotage herself is she'll go back to the old relationships that are basically expecting you to show up as your previous self, and there's maybe not room for growth. Not support for your growth.
Right.
That's so interesting, because it's just reaffirming. It's like we are so attached to our identities that we will continue. The second we start to go outside and go, maybe I could be that 10X woman, maybe I could do that, we're like, no, let's go affirm that I'm the woman that doesn't have the support. And let's go affirm how incredibly hard this is.
That sounds like a good idea.
And let's... And that's what we do. I had a similar, just like a similar feeling last year, where I really wanted deeper female friendships, but also women that challenged me. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm putting this group together, I like am thinking of these, you know, people I could ask, and I'm like, or I could just, you know, have these relationships. Maybe I just want the weekend that feels good. So I'm thinking of these other awesome women, but I know they're not going to challenge me. So I was like, I could get more of what I have, because that's exactly what I have right now. Or if my goal really is to be challenged, I can write these names down and ask and like face rejection, like, and keep facing rejection until it happens. And we do it over and over and over again because we keep affirming our 2X identity. We can do more of the same. We can affirm that all day long.
Just giggling to myself. Let me paint the scene, okay? Because I really want people to know that it feels like you're in middle school again, okay? When you are calling in those next level friendships, you are putting yourself out there, you're risking rejection. Mm-hmm. Lori and I had this conversation at the beginning of the year. Like, what is that really going to look like? Who are the people we would love to connect with? And then we're at a co-working space in Newport Beach one day, and one of them comes walking down the stairs. And this was someone we knew. It wasn't a total stranger. We'll leave the name anonymous. But if you saw who we did a girls trip with last year, it was one of them. And we were like, oh my God, there she is. So here's the side conversation going on.
Like, how is she here?
Like, wait, she's coming. She's coming this way. I waved, oh, hi. And then we're like, wait, because we were just having the conversation. Sometimes the universe is like, all right. Here's what you want. We had just been talking about
it.
And then we were like, cool, cool, cool. So like, how do we just bring this casually up in conversation? I don't remember which one of us did, but
we're like, so we're doing this weekend.
I just wanted to float this by you.
In passing, we're like, we just thought it'd be fun. We're, you know, this is what we're doing.
We
this
probably
is
word vomited.
What it's going to look like. And she was like, great. Sounds great. I was like, it does?
Then we were like, we were only prepared for rejection. We don't actually know what to do next. But then we kept overthinking it, because then we were like, okay, so what do we do? Do we like just pick a weekend? Do we pick a place? We're going back and forth. It almost
didn't happen because sweating,
we were, all these people said yes. They were just waiting for someone to say, here's the place, here's a range of dates, and make it easy. And we almost sabotaged it because we were so in our heads. Like, well, they said yes, but did they really want to?
Is this a good enough spot to stay? How many days? Like, these are all things that you have to step into a role where I was like, oh my God, I feel like these women are a step ahead of me, yet you have to step up as the leader and just get it done. And that's what they were actually looking for. And they're like, great, this is awesome. And but it challenges you. Next level friendships will never stop challenging you. Mm-hmm. And I sabotage myself in them all the time, meaning I almost sabotage myself frequently, because I will have so many moments where you don't want to follow through. You don't want to make the calls. You feel like they're more of an expert than you. You feel stupid sharing your ideas in these groups because you're like, do I really have anything good to say? Like, you know, when the weekend finally came, it's like all of us felt that way. It's like we had conversations about how you can question yourself over this thing that you want so bad because you're so concerned about, do I have value? Do I, like, you have to just go for it and let it be okay and take all of the, like, opinions and ideas off and just say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they don't like me after this weekend, because at the end of the day, I've either gained someone because I got to be fully myself, or I had to be someone else and I'll never be able to keep that relationship anyway because I can't keep up a false identity. So that actually was one of the most freeing experiences of just saying, we shared a room and it was like, okay, here's the deal. I don't care if they don't like me, but I have to be me.
We put our hands in. We're like, ready, go.
And go.
At least we have each other.
Exactly.
But that is what it has looked like for both of us to start stepping into some of those friendships. And it starts by coming to events like this and noticing where there's just a natural energy connection with someone who seems to have similar goals. And when I was really ready to start expanding, it was actually roundabout how we ended up reconnecting. I committed an entire year to putting myself in really uncomfortable rooms that stretched me financially. Either I was like investing to be a part of groups, or it was inconvenient. Like, I had to leave my house.
Horrible.
Put on clothes.
Nightmare.
But, you know, travel and all those things that challenge that part of us that thinks like, oh, I'm so important. If I step away from my business for 3 days, everything will come crashing down, which if it does, then that's a
real
lesson
problem
in itself.
Yeah.
Right. But it was making that my commitment for an entire year. And as I started to really think about who I wanted to call in, the second thing was I had to start looking at, well, am I showing up as an energy match for these relationships that I want to call in? Am I holding myself accountable? Because I can't just expect for these new high-level friends to hold me accountable. Am I doing what I say I'm going to do, whether or not people are holding me accountable? So it's just really looking at, I love what you said, it's like really looking at who I can get away with being. That 60% that I can play at, and it'll look like other people's 100. Mm-hmm. I have to be really careful of that, because I get really frustrated really fast when I let myself slip into that mode. So it's constantly this practice of asking myself, where am I only one cheek in, instead of like full ass? Where am I half assing? Just like
full throttle assing.
Full throttle. Oh, that was it. Yes. And realizing that there's seasons for it. So last year was a season of scaling some things back, not necessarily doing less in terms of how much I was working, but doing less things, letting things go so I could create more space. But this is a year of like, let's fucking go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm not alone.
Not alone. Okay. So I want to know, is there something for you that is like a scary thought that you haven't said that you're thinking about that would be like 10x Lindsay this year that freaks you out?
You make me say it out loud?
I don't think I've asked you this yet.
Well, like for this year?
It could be the next 2 years. It's like the more you do, the more you understand some things take a little time. So I'm going to let you do a little bit of a setup here, but I need to know 10x 2025.
Well, I do feel like there's this very real part of me that feels safe playing small. And for me, the level that I'm playing at is still small, meaning I just know there's a lot more. Mm-hmm. I think what it really comes down to is cultivating a bigger platform. So bigger platform on social media, more visibility, podcast growth. Mm-hmm. I can feel it energetically that I keep it small. I remember feeling a shift I was sharing with you after mm-hmm. the Powerhouse Women event this year. That always tends to be a level up for me in terms of like identity, just the prep work that I do going into it. And immediately after the Powerhouse Women event, yes, there's always a little uptick in social media and things mm-hmm. like that, but nothing changed. I was posting the same kind of content on both platforms. And all of a sudden, we started to grow by like 1,000 followers, sometimes a day. I doubled my personal Instagram following from August to like the end of the year. And it was literally an internal shift of saying like, okay, I'm ready for like a little bit more. But then I started to sabotage because I wasn't showing up as much. Granted, the end of the year is a time that I like allow myself to go a little bit more inward. I'm not as focused on posting and things like that. But part of it too was a little bit of like, oh, that, okay, now there's more people. Mm-hmm. Like, what did I think was gonna happen?
Exactly.
So like, there's this part of me that I do feel like the platform that I'm creating and just the way that we have this ability to highlight women and what they're doing, why wouldn't I want that to grow? But I have some resistance still that I'm working through, that when you were talking about the 10x is easier than 2x, I think it's because I've been going for 2x growth. And it is going to require, I think and this is almost what feels scarier, because it's like an identity level. I'm uprooting pretty much everything with how I operate. That's another conversation for another day. Beliefs that I've held my entire life, reevaluating, I guess, mm-hmm. and deciding what stays and what goes. Everything about the way I show up in my marriage, which I've been married for 13 years. And I think when you're in a relationship with someone for so long, then you end up reinforcing each other's comfortable mm-hmm. behaviors. And
definitely.
Like, Elliot and I are amazing, but like, I know there's so much more for both of us. And I see the places where we really reinforce each other staying in our comfort zones.
Same.
I'm a real treat to be married to. No, he really does. He appreciates it, because it's like when you know you have more within you to give, that isn't comfortable for very long if you're playing smaller than that. So I think my area this year, and I feel myself like turning red even saying it, that's how I know it is like, what needs to be removed in terms of beliefs that I have about myself, about whatever it is that's standing in the way of being even more visible, having like creating a bigger platform for the work that we're doing. And it requires just this comfortability with being seen on a much bigger level, which then will lead to other things that I believe are for me, like another book. I really believe like some kind of media opportunity, TV show, or probably something that doesn't exist yet, because TV sucks. I don't actually like to watch TV, but some kind of bigger media platform for highlighting women. And that feels scary to say, because I don't even know what that means, but I've had that vision for a few years now, and I'm the only one keeping myself out of those opportunities it's like, we've talked about this before on the podcast, it's like, are they just going to show up at my house, like, with Publishers Clearinghouse balloons and say, I think we want to give you a TV show. Oh. No, people need to see me
we need the 80s back.
We really do. But people need to see you doing the things that you want to be known for well before you're given the bigger opportunities to do the things you want to be known for.
Oh my God, I have so many thoughts around this.
I'm sweating.
I was sweating too during that. I don't know if it's hot in here, but I am sweating profusely. Okay. I'm also wearing natural deodorant that doesn't stop the sweat, so it is dripping a little. That's why I was sitting here. I was like, and we're going to sit like this now. Okay.
We get a fan. Could we get a fan in here?
So couple thoughts around that. You made me really think about, you made me think about the conversation. I think we looped you in on this with Kelly Koosman, where she was kind of stuck in a problem in her business, like a current problem that was very real that she wanted to figure out. And it felt like a big problem, right? Think of a problem that you have right now that feels like a big problem. And she had talked to a mentor who's been like a part of Dry Bar and Summer Fridays, and this guy who's like this incredible CEO who's definitely seen problems, right? He knows what a big problem is. And he was like, okay, so if you were operating a $1 billion company like you want to, like you would dream of, would this be a big problem? And she was like, no. He's like, okay, so approach everything with saying, is this a big problem? Like, is this your identity around this? Are you somebody, if you were someone who could hold the energy of a $1 million company or a multi-$1 million company, would you identify this as a big problem? And it's kind of like jumping into your 10X self, going, looking at your life and going, are these problems, 10X problems, or are these tiny little baby problems that actually don't matter in the grand scheme, and, you know, really needing to think in terms of that. And then I had another thought around identity when you were talking, and I was trying to think back to a moment where we're thinking of this woman that we want to be, but we haven't fully allowed ourselves to like step in or immerse ourselves into it because, yeah, we're not her yet. So it's really hard to feel that way sometimes. And I remember this was back in the day, we're rewinding a bit, but it was during
is it a VHS tape?
Was it a Walkman? No, we're in maybe CD Discman era. And I was competing in fitness shows, and I had competed for 4 years, and I had not like won overall anything yet, nor did I know if I would. Now, I wanted to. That was the goal. That was kind of like, when I do this, this is when I can start my career, like that type of thinking, right? Like, this is going to be the thing that's going to have me do it. And I had awareness around it that before, in all of the 4 years, I had just wanted to win, but I wasn't actually showing up as a winner. Like, I didn't embody it. And I'll tell you that literally, like, I had this epiphany probably 6 months. Like, I started to think of this. Like, I started to become aware that I wasn't really, like, saying, am I showing up as a winner? Can I see myself actually winning the thing? And I remember it was, like, literally 1 week before I went to go compete. And I was 4 years in. And I was kind of like, I'm getting up there with my amount of years I'm getting in. And all of my, like, a lot of the peers that I'd competed with have like won and gone on, and they were on all these covers and doing what I wanted to do. And I was like, you are going to see yourself win. Like, that's all you're going to do. You're going to be the girl who wins. You're going to see yourself winning. You're going to embody it. You're going to walk around for this next week like you've already won it.
A picture with like a championship belt, even though they don't give those.
Just wear all that. I should have done that. And I remember the night before I went on stage, and I was competing in two different categories, Ms. Bikini Universe and Ms. Figure Universe. And I was competing in two categories, which is rare. And the night before, I just did this. I let myself for like 2 hours see myself winning, like crying, collecting the flowers, feeling it, all of the things. I won both categories the next day.
And had that ever been done before?
That had never been done before. And it was so visceral. And I was like, you will never not show up as the winner again. Mm-hmm. And I realized, though, that I had never allowed myself ever to be the winner. And so where in your life are you not allowing yourself to actually be the winner now? Like, I had the visceral moment of I'd really started diving into like some personal development work, like starting to read books and understand it. And it was the moment of, if you're not her now, you never will be. Like, you have to feel like her, act like her. And honestly, nothing changed after that. But what did change is that I knew that I could embody her at any given time. And I do that all the time now. Like, okay, where are you not feeling like her? How can you make sure you tap into her? How can you show up in her as her in your relationships or in this room tonight? It's very real, you guys. Like, the women who embody their future selves and the women that they want to be will go home with numbers. They will be the people who that people are attracted to. And you can watch it in different rooms. It's the woman who's like, this is who I am. It doesn't matter what happens in here. I love who I am. I'm the future version of me, even if I don't have whatever accolades or titles that I need. It's like showing up and embodying that, and it won't last forever. Trust me, you won't feel it all the time at all. But if you walk into a room like that and you visualize it at least once a week, if not once a day, things are going to totally change for you.
Mm-hmm. And that is the work,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then it's when you ask yourself that question, okay, how does she show up? What does she do? What are the habits that she's committed to? What is she not doing? And then putting that into practice in your daily life immediately. Mm-hmm. The faster that you do, the faster we really do collapse time and we step into that version. So I'm not going to let you off the hook. What's your big, scary next 10X leap?
Well, in all honesty, this is an interesting one for me because I'm in a 10X leap right
now.
Yeah,
that's true.
So I guess the 10X leap is now, I kind of like did the initial leap into this new company and pivoting and getting it all together. So I guess this particular leap this year, I'm allowing myself to settle into the leap that I just took. And to also, I want to get ahead of it, though. I was talking to you where it's in the green room, talking about what would that look like in terms of if I really was thinking as someone who right away in this new company was going to 10X the business. And I know that it's either going to be really figuring out, obviously, how to get cash through the door, we're creating this like really epic ambassador program that's really in depth and it's very complex, which is awesome. I'm just very excited for everyone who's going to be a part of it to get money through the door. Or is it to do something I don't want to do that's always uncomfortable for me and to raise money again to hire someone who knows how to take where I'm at and 10X it rather than me for the next 2 to 3 years, like learning, getting to understand things, figuring it out and being like, oh no, mm-hmm. I feel really good. Like I understand that's not how a 10X person would think. They would go and I got to talk to somebody who has incredible companies who went the slow route first and then started to understand how it works to quickly accelerate your business. And she was like, now when I start businesses, I raise enough money so that I can go, who are my big hires who are going to take the most money, who have done this before, who are going to completely cut the time on my path? Now, in our industry, that is, it is masterminds. It is things that you and I have invested in. I mean, Chris and I have spent over $1 million now. Some of it we did not have at certain times investing in shortcuts like that. But that is my 10X. That would be my 10X thing is to figure out by the end of this year what it looks like to hire some C-suite people to come in and really like just show me what I'm working with. Take it to the next level.
Does that make you sweat more?
I'm super
sweat
sweating.
Dripping now?
Yeah.
That's a good litmus
test.
I'm
actually very excited about it too, though. Yeah. Like, yeah, it freaks me out, but I'm also very excited about it.
So what are some like takeaways we can give people? So I think first question to ask yourself is, are you in a season right now? Are you ready to commit to that 10X versus 2X? It's not saying that 10X is better than 2X. There are going to be times where, like you did last year, it's the staying consistent. You're in a season where maybe other things are your priority and just staying consistent is a huge win. Mm-hmm. And then there will be times that you're like, okay, it's
the foundation
really
is laid.
Yes.
That's typically the time. The foundation is now laid. I've got this under wraps. Now I can take this on. That's typically my sign is like, oh, okay, I've got these things.
Knowing that which season you're in and then choosing what is the area that you are going to go all in and create that 10X growth and then doing an audit. What has gotten you to where you are now? And what are the things of that list? Probably the entire thing. How are you operating? What are you doing day to day? That entire list, consider that entire list is going to have to change in order to create that 10X leap and start to pay attention. The people who have 10X results from where you are right now, how are they showing up? What do their teams look like? What are the masterminds and things that they're investing in? Who are they surrounding themselves with? And start to notice where there are gaps, because that's for me where I started to implement the things that became those 10X actions. And it actually made it easier to let go of the things that I was ready to move on from. The habits, even some of the relationships that just weren't meant to come with me into the next season in the same way. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that they were relationships that I retired completely, but it just really helped me see that if you are someone who just has that burning desire in you, you know you're supposed to do something really big, that feeling is not going to go away. And the longer you resist it, the longer you're all averting my eyes right now. But the longer you resist it, the more it's going to eat away at you. And then just be ready, because sometimes the 10x shifts come in ways that we didn't expect.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're setting your sights, you're really embodying that next 10x version of yourself, trust that what's being cleared from your path is meant to be cleared, so that you have space to start adopting new relationships, new courses of action, new ways of being, maybe even new team members. Maybe someone leaves a team and then you're like, oh shoot, I thought that person was coming with me next. Every time that's happened for me, it's been for my good when I look back in hindsight, but it doesn't always feel like that. When you mm-hmm. are declaring a quantum leap, sometimes it gets like, I imagine people going into space, you know, there's that part where they're like, their face is like plastered back, because they're moving so fast. It's probably uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But then eventually you get to float.
Yeah, it's a lot
and
of
and look G- down at everybody.
It's a lot of G-force.
Yeah. So where is the area mm-hmm. this next year? If you are someone who's going all in, you're declaring, okay, my next 10x leap, this is my year. Declare it. Do the audit, but then don't do it alone. Mm-hmm. Find at least one accountability buddy, because in my experience, unfortunately, I'm not reliable to get out of my own way without accountability, massive mm-hmm. accountability. So
I'm the same exact way. Mm-hmm. I will continue to go back to the, because those relationships feel good. They're never, some are bad, but most of them are not bad, right? We just have to reorganize our expectations around every relationship in our life and know, like, these are the people that I feel comfortable around, which I just want to point out is super important. Like, sometimes you need to just feel comfortable around people and not feel like you have to grow and be on and all of the things. But you also need the other things in a major way. And if you want to grow, you have to be around the other people more frequently than the comfort people, right? So I'm so grateful for you, and just that I know that I can, you know what's interesting about a relationship? So I do think there are those people. I can be comfortable around you, and I also am challenged. So mm-hmm. it's a really interesting and also awesome. And I think that's a lot of you in here who, like, yes, there are those times where it's like, it's okay, girl, you've grown a lot. Like, let's just chill for a while. Like, let's go to Cabo and relax and not talk about business at all, even though you will.
Always.
But I think that's what's so cool about this room and these relationships is mm-hmm. I think that we are kind of all on the same page with that. Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show, and I literally cannot wait, because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're gonna love it. Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new.
They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also, as influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at kajabi.com. That's K-A-J-A-B-I.com.